Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group, and it's Tech Time on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in Nashville on Saturday, so we drove back late Saturday night. Yesterday, I went on a little bike ride.
Yeah.
Couldn't manage a long one after that late night, and then just kind of relaxed, took a day off.
How hot was it in Nashville?
I don't think it was even as hot as it was here, but it was humid. I was in meetings all day, so it didn't matter much.
You know, Linda, I've never had the opportunity to visit Hades, but... but boy, it was hot last week.
Yep, yep. Well, and next week I get to go to Las Vegas, so it's really hot there.
You don't go to Florida or Vegas in the summertime.
I know, but that's where the conference is, so I have to go.
All right, you got to do what you got to do. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. And as I mentioned, Linda Lynch is here with us, Linda. And there's some new technology coming out in regards to Office, which should be of importance to business owners and managers.
Yep, and maybe home users as well. And this was another announcement that was made last week at the Worldwide Partner Conference, or 2 weeks ago. We talked about that a little bit last week. But Microsoft has announced the next version of Office, which we think will be called Office 2013. It's not entirely clear yet. This new version will be supported only on Windows 7 or Windows 8. So if you have Windows XP, you will not be able to upgrade to the new version of Office unless you also upgrade the operating system or get a new computer. It will have touch features, and it will be pretty much the same version across all of your devices, your desktop, your tablet, and your Windows phone. So they're trying to make all of those platforms be as similar as they can possibly make them so that it's the same experience across all those platforms. Another thing that is part of the new Office, and I downloaded the preview last night, so anyone who's interested can go ahead and download the preview if you want to check it out, is 7 gigabytes of storage on Microsoft SkyDrive. So as you work on your document, when you save it, you can save it to SkyDrive, which will keep a copy on your local machine as well as on Microsoft's cloud. And then you will be able to access those documents from a tablet, from your phone, or even from a PC if you happen to be traveling and you want to use the hotel's PC to access a document real quickly. You'd be able to do that through a web interface by logging into your account.
Why do we need Microsoft Office?
Why do we need it? Well, Microsoft Office has a number of tools in it. So it allows you to prepare all kinds of documents from just a printed letter or story or some other kind of document, to complicated spreadsheets, to PowerPoint presentations if you want to present something to a group of people. All those programs are bundled together in one, in addition to Outlook, which is the email client, are all bundled together in one software package.
We're finding more and more ways to save information in the cloud, aren't
right,
we?
Right. Another thing that I found interesting as I was reading through the information and playing around with it is that there is obviously a lot of acknowledgement that documents are not as often printed as they've been in the past. So Word has a reader view, which takes the document and formats it as two pages on your wide screen so that you can page through it like a book. Now, it did a little bit of, I had a document that I'd put a picture in. It did a little bit of reformatting, and it didn't quite look as pretty when I did that. But it lets you read it in a way that would be much more comfortable for reading on the screen as opposed to this, you know, long document that you have to keep scrolling. It's one that you can page. There are also ways to zoom in on a particular item. So if there's a table or a chart, you can zoom in on that so you can see the detail of it more easily. And when you're done looking at that, you can click on it and it goes back to its normal size. There's also the ability to integrate video and things like that in your document, which obviously if we're integrating video, that implies I'm not going to print it on a page. I'm expecting that people are going to deal with it online and not in its printed form.
How much more is business using this type of format to conduct their business as opposed to shooting out a letter?
Oh, I think it gets used a lot. I mean,
50% maybe?
At least. Yeah. I mean, we, you know, 3 years ago, we would have printed all of our invoices and put them in the mail. Now we email well over half of them. I used to be concerned that if I would email a Word document to someone, they wouldn't be able to read it because they might not have the right version of Word. Pretty much nobody worries about that anymore. We just send these documents around and people are able to deal with them.
And Linda, it's really easy and it's got to save a lot of money and time.
Sure. Yeah, it does. Save a lot of money and time because, you know, we had this stack of invoices we had to fold and stuff, and now we just click a few buttons and away they go.
All right. To get these upgrades, how much does it cost?
Well, pricing has not been released yet, so I don't really know. I don't expect that it will be significantly different from what the current versions cost. It depends on which version you want. The home version is under $200, but the versions for business that include all the bells and whistles, some of those are more like $400. Also depends on whether you're buying it with a new computer or you're buying a retail copy. There may also be upgrade prices. So if you have Office 2010, there may be a cheaper price if you are upgrading 2010 to the new version. Anyone who wants to download the preview so they can check it out can go to Microsoft.com/office/preview. And that's where the information is about the different versions. And
or if you're like me and you don't want to deal with that stuff, you have KI Technology.
You could
take
do
care
that.
Of all that.
Now, if you download the preview after it is released, which is expected to be sometime this fall after Windows 8 is released, you will start getting notices that you have a certain amount of time to either upgrade or uninstall it from your machine.
And where can people go if they want to learn more about getting these services via KI Technology Group?
They can give us a call at 333-6540, or they can visit us in the Hanna Plaza on Hagedorn Road in East Lansing.
Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome, Tony.